Pennsylvanians are in a unique position. They lack both a state and federal budget. From WITF, Jackson White reports unions representing government workers are raising concerns over staffing.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has upheld that state employees receive pay while they work during a budget impasse. No such rule exists for the tens of thousands of federal employees who live in Pennsylvania. Philip Glover works for the American Federation of Government Employees. He says the promise of back pay when the federal government reopens is not enough to help furloughed workers now.
You got to put gas in your car, eat, take care of your families, all the things you still have to do, but without a paycheck.
Glover met with other union leaders in the Capitol to urge state and federal lawmakers to pass their respective budgets soon. But the leaders' speeches echoed through the main rotunda without much of an audience. Neither the State House nor Senate held a voting session this week. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Our news partner 6ABC reports Philadelphia police have arrested a man they believe was the last person to have contact with Kata Scott, a young woman who disappeared after leaving her overnight job at an assisted living facility in Chestnut Hill on October 4th. 21-year-old Keon King of Southwest Philadelphia has been charged with kidnapping, recklessly endangering another person, and use of a communication facility. Action News says police believe the pair came into contact in the days before the disappearance. A car believed to be connected to the case was found Wednesday in East Falls. The search for Scott continues. Many Philadelphians will see higher prices when they shop for health insurance this year on Penny. That's the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. Monthly premiums will rise on average by 22%. Meanwhile, Congress has not extended federal tax credits that help people pay their premiums. Here's Penny Executive Director Devin Trolley.
If they extended them, that will literally save lives for people in Pennsylvania. So no complaints there. But it will be confusing. We essentially have to tell people what we told you before is now wrong. Just stick with us. Hold on. We'll be back in touch with your actual amount. That's a really stressful situation to put people in.
Democrats have insisted on funding the health subsidies as a condition to end the government shutdown. Annual open enrollment starts November 1st. A Bucks County judge has cleared the way for Sheriff Fred Herron to move forward with a controversial immigration enforcement partnership with ICE. The deal allows sheriff's deputies to assist federal agents with immigration enforcement, though Herron says the program will only be used to check for deportation holds after an arrest, and he insists it's a targeted, no-cost tool to improve public safety. Immigrant rights groups warn this could lead to racial profiling and damage community trust. Sheriff Herron faces re-election. The Republican who is challenging him, the Republican is being challenged by Democrat Danny Seisler. Plaintiffs say they plan to appeal the ruling.